Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Dan Gardner is sitting at the dining table of a house-turned museum in Fort Pierce that bears his name, the Gardner House. The lace tablecloth, blue and white china, and fruit bowl centerpiece remind him of how his mother set the table nearly every day for nearly half a century.
I was born in the local hospital, but when I came home from there, I spent the next 46 years in the house.
And of course, that house now is on South Beach, but in the 80s, it was still on US 1, and it was moved. How did that come about?
Well, the Historical Society was needing an old, what they call a cracker-style house, and we had just moved out of our house, so my dad and my mother and I, we got together and hashed it over, and we thought it would find a good resting home over here by the museum, and the future generations and know how the old-timers lived.
That must have been quite an undertaking, moving it across the bridge.
My mother and dad and I, each, we followed the house over to make sure it got safely to its new resting spot. I guess one of the good memories is the big porch out front. My dad built a large gate over the entrance, and so I had the whole front area for a playground in the early days to keep me off of US 1. There was a hammock out there and a swing and all. There were a lot of retirees that lived in the hotel next door, and they would stop by and make a fuss over me when I was a little fella, and of course, I loved that.
This was the old Biltmore Hotel, which is not here anymore. US 1 was two lanes, and you were telling me that there was a humpback bridge there.
The old humpback bridge was mighty similar to the one that's over on 2nd Street that we know as Tickle Tummy Hill. I don't know of any nickname that ours had there, but it was designed the same way with that big humpback.
Sounds like the bridge would have been a good place for you to play on your skates or your bike or something.
Best was my little push two-wheel scooter. I could push it up to the top of that bridge and come sailing down here and give my mother a few more gray hairs. I used to enjoy, too, each new year for the new cars. They'd come by on trucks at that time that were uncovered. I knew what was going to be on the showroom before anybody else could see them go by on the trucks.
That was a big deal, the new models of the cars. Did you have a favorite?
Well, my dad was always a Ford man. It was in my blood, I guess.
You were in this house, the Gardner House, during World War II, when you heard something really loud.
Thankfully, we'd been forewarned a little beforehand. We didn't know what was going to happen, but we heard there would be a tremendous explosion, and there was. Seemed like over on North Beach, they had built a replica of the Normandy Beach Wall, and they tried various explosives on our beach to see which would be the best to penetrate it. Well, they found one that did, because it cracked the chimney on our house in town.
Was this a wall that the Germans had put up at Normandy to repel an invasion?
I was so little then I didn't know the details, but I believe that was it.
It must have scared you to death.
It definitely did, but thankfully I was kind of young at the time. I guess things don't affect you as much then as when you get older.
Did you ever go over to the beach during the war years when the Navy SEALs and frogmen were training there?
Actually, no civilians were allowed on either North Beach or South Beach during the war years. The only one that was allowed there was a dog that we sold to him over there for a mascot, and he had the free run of going there or coming back to visit us.
You sold your dog to make some military men happy?
Yep, and the dog, it seemed like, he just got lonesome at times, I guess like people do, and he would come over to our house, come up to the front door and let out a few hollers, and after he visited with us a little while, here come an army jeep would pull up out front. The dog would run out there and jump in the jeep. He'd made his house call here and he's ready to go back.
So that dog made his way across the old wooden bridge, found your house, and just wanted to say hello.
That was it.
How did you feel about giving him up?
Well, it was almost a case of necessity during the war years. He ate so much, we just couldn't afford to feed him then. He ate as much then as I do now.
When the Historical Museum switched to an all-volunteer staff late last year, Gardner was asked to give tours of his old home.
I thought, well, I guess it's kind of appropriate there. If I put 46 years in there, why not? So that's where I am.
For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
We found exactly where the original old water pump was. The part of the old well was still under the house.